Wrangell's 4th of July festivities can cost over $100,000 each year. Last year, it all but bankrupted its organizer, the local Chamber of Commerce. The chamber has struggled to keep afloat and requested additional funding from the local government to help plug the holes. Chamber Volunteer Board President Bill Burr spoke to the assembly by phone.
Primarily, we are looking for 4th of July funding for fireworks, for utilities, for insurance. And we've been working very hard on getting sponsors for everything that we can, but we still need to make sure that we can fund the royalty rates, that we can get fireworks and provide services and make sure that the 4th of July comes off the same as it has been.
The chamber's financial troubles are an ongoing problem. Outgoing director Brittany Robbins also sits on Wrangell's assembly and didn't participate in the vote because of her conflict of interest. But she did give an overview of how the chamber's finances broke down over the last few years.
When I started late January 2021, the treasurer was on their third year and did not know that they were the treasurer. There were over 10 months that had not been reconciled with the banks and QuickBooks that I had to take, that I had to manage before I could do anything else. The FY 2022 was solely based off the budget information provided to the chamber by the previous director and chamber staff or chamber board.
Robbins said the chamber is making changes and is no longer at high risk of dissolving. She said the organization has secured more than $8,000 in sponsorships for 4th of July events, canceled subscriptions, and is reaching out to businesses around the borough and region for memberships and sponsorships. Maya DeLong is a former chamber board member and former assembly member. She spoke against the funding at the meeting and expressed frustration with the financial management of the chamber.
And I call bullshit. This is not a perfect storm. This is a multitude of terrible decisions. One of the terrible decisions was made by me because I was on the hiring board for this position. Not only mismanagement of funds, there's mismanagement of the focus, mission statement, time, and energy. There was just a lot of mismanagement.
DeLong also referenced the recently halted cash raffle the chamber started to try and recoup funds after last year's 4th of July, which ran for 9 months without fulfilling state charitable gaming raffle requirements.
There's trust and good faith that's been lost. Community members, but not only that, other communities like Cordova, Petersburg, and Ketchikan are like, what is going on there in Wrangell? I don't think the city should use our tax dollars to reward bad behavior. So I think we should retain them and figure out a way the city can run the 4th of July.
Assemblymember Bob Dalrymple supported the relief money to the chamber. He also sits on the borough's Economic Development Board, which initially heard the chamber's funding request.
In discussions, mainly in the Economic Development Board on this issue, they was brought up the importance of the 4th and the role it has in Wrangell and its identity. And the fact that it's a major draw, and it's an online driver. And I think that the chamber struggled in the last few years, and this was a reach out to try to help make sure that at least that tradition is maintained for this year.
The reimbursements will have to be approved by the borough manager and won't be able to be used for items like food or wages.
Some taxpayers don't want their money to blow up in fireworks.
Mayor Patty Gilbert said she'd heard from many community members about the money, and most didn't want it approved.
But the way I'm thinking about this is I'm thinking about this being forward funding. And to take, and I'll just say it, but to take the Wrangell Chamber off of our budget for FY24. And see if they can restructure and gain footing. That's about the only way I can reconcile it in my mind in terms of spending additional taxpayer money.
The borough already makes an annual contribution to the chamber. Last year, that was $27,000. Mayor Gilbert floated the idea of using the money that would have been given to the chamber next year instead to boost the budget of the newly created tourism coordinator position. That budget could then be used by the Economic Development Department for collaboration with the chamber. Ultimately, the borough assembly approved up to $25,000 in funding for the chamber's 4th of July efforts. Assemblymember Dave Powell was the sole no vote. He said he had significant concerns and also said he was frustrated that the assembly didn't get more than one person's public input. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.